This one right here, the Liberty or Death tattoo, because I'm sort of a redneck cowboy kind of American, and that was the flag that our troops flew when during the American Revolution, when we kicked the British ass, you know what I mean, 1776. I started getting tattoos late in life, when I was 27. For me it was. It just depends on where you're at. Tattoos are such a serious thing. They're permanent and they're forever, and it's a decoration on your body. But I didn't. For me, I needed to go through a metamorphosis and sort of get to it. Outlaw perspective, you know. Sort of a desert biker, you know. I was very serious about that one, but I realized with tattoos, if you think about it too much, you end up getting stuff that's kind of lame. You got to think something, oh, that's cool, I'll go for it. And then it helps you. You can sort of go anywhere you want to with it. I got this in Berlin at a place called White Trash. I got this in New York. This one in Copenhagen, Detroit, Hollywood, Palm Springs, California. San Francisco, Palm Desert, California, and let's see where else, Seattle, Sarah, that's why I had her name there. Yeah, I want to go there. This was such a cool experience. I walked into a show and said I want a tattoo, and this beautiful girl came up to me, took me to her tattoo parlor and did this, and then she said, what name do you want? And I'm like, yours, baby, I want your name. Well, it's not hard to be nice to a pretty girl, you know what I mean? Sometimes, but I don't really give a fuck what an asshole thinks. And if they don't like it, I don't, fuck them, you know, that's no way to be. Because people with tattoos are just as nice and wonderful and honest as people without tattoos. And really today, everybody has tattoos. So if they're not with it, then they're just uncool and a little unhip, you know what I mean? I like the forearms. That's a serious place to get a tattoo. And it basically says, I don't give a shit who knows. And that's why I have these, because I really don't give a shit who knows. I'm a rock and roller, and this is what I do. When it feels appropriate, I like them. The only thing that I like to really have significance is where I get them. These all are tattoos that I've gotten in important shows or important moments in my life. I think, as you well know, once you start with it, you really can't stop. And you may tell yourself, I've had enough, but that's all bullshit. You're going to keep getting tattoos. You know? So I don't think there's any end. I like them to sort of have this Australian convict biker look. So I don't like them to be overly connected. Just set here. I like there to be some skin between it to sort of identify it as a work of art. I only regret this one because the person who did it was a friend of mine, and it was his first tattoo, and it took 7 hours. And he, it was just like digging on raw meat, but because he was my friend, I wasn't going to stop, and I knew if he stopped, he'd never finish, so you could tell I'm pretty scarred in there, you know, whatnot, but I don't really regret, I regret that I let him do it. Should have waited till he had 4 or 5 tattoos under his belt, you know? If you ever want more, baby, I'm right here, darling.